gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
Peterson.
I am Tiffany Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet
Boys. Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is, from Lost World Reptiles,
Gino Sassani.
Here to answer your reptile questions and your behavior questions at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by
Michael Hambrick.
Thank you, Michael. And brought to you by SCOE 10X, the ultimate odor eliminator, guaranteed to take out any odors. And I will tell you, it works. I'll just say I have cats. Enough said. You want to get it at SCOE10X.com, S-C-O-E, number 10X.com. Vitacraft, the number one treats out there. Lick and Lap is the way to go. It's a healthy five-pack saucy terrain snack that your cats will fall in love with. You can get it at Vitacraft.us, Walmart.com, or in pet stores. Also, Good Pets Foods, natural supplements and treats for your dogs. Enter the promo code PETS in the promo box and get 10% off at GoodPetsFoods.com. Looking for a 2026 calendar? Go to HashitBookGroup.com and join me in Italy next year at 800-581-8942, booking number 1382009, and join us with Colette Tours. This is Talkin' Pets.
The snow, it knows my childhood. Tree, it knows my soul. Star, it knows the boundaries of all the places I can go. And when all three come together, together in one place, it's a Valentine to Christmas time. Such amazing grace that I believe Christmas Eve. Now the gifts are all forgotten, but for some that isn't so. And the magic, it somehow lingers, no matter how old I grow. And hidden in every snowfall, and in every star that shines, and in every tree that comforts me in these uncertain times, I believe in Christmas Eve. And all of these memories, can you tell me where do they go? Snow, the star, and the Christmas tree. And all of these faces of those that I used to know, do they see me? If I believe in Christmas Eve. Now this snow, it cleans the mountains. The star can guide me home. The tree, it fed a young mother once, so says the tale I'm told. It depends on who you talk to. It depends on who you are. And it depends on if you've faith enough in the snow, the tree, the star, and if you believe in Christmas Eve. And all of these memories, what could you tell me, where do they go? Snow, the star, and the Christmas tree. And all of these faces of those that I used to know, can they see me if I believe in Christmas Eve?
And that is Gino Cesani.
Thank you.
And by the way,
yes,
the crowd says...
Well, thank you very much. That's my Christmas song.
I like that Christmas song.
Thank you.
So where can people find that song and your other music?
You can't find that song unless you come and see us live and show, because it's not recorded yet. I'm hoping it'll be on the next album, but it's not recorded anywhere yet.
Yeah, you need to put it on something.
I got 1,000 songs, man. I can't do enough albums.
I like that Christmas song, though.
I appreciate it.
Coming up?
It'll be on the next album. After the holidays, we'll be doing the CD release concert.
Nice.
And we'll be doing that, it looks like, at Brass Mug. So that'll probably happen February, March. We haven't had the date nailed down yet, but we're working towards doing that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on down.
Gino is not only a musician and a singer, but he is also the reptile expert. He has Lost World Reptiles. And if you want to check out the website, you can on that. It's lostworldreptiles.com. But he's also a fellow, like myself, fellow critic.
Critic, yes.
And if you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, your top five movies as of last weekend, Michael, your top five movies as of last weekend were... These are your top five.
What he's asking us, but I assure you we are to the maximus. Watching all the trailers is half the fun. Hope I don't have to pee for the movie's done. Floor's been so sticky, what the heck? Stuck in the swamp of sadness, my shoes are all checked. Always sticking to my seat, no time is fair. Nobody in front of me better have long hair. Chris Reed, Mark Simpson, your hair's legit, but somewhere in the back is where you're gonna need to sit.
We're going to the movies, we're going to the movies.
So if you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, your top five movies as of last weekend were Black Phone 2 was number one. Made $64 million so far in 3 weeks, so that's not too bad for a horror film. And it's actually a decent film.
It is.
Regretting You, that was number two at $31 million, 2 weeks out. Kind of like a Hallmark film.
Yeah.
Also, Chainsaw Man, not familiar with.
No, man.
The movie, that made $34 million in 2 weeks. K-pop, Demon Hunters, $24 million in 11 weeks. So, and Begonia. I haven't heard about it, but I saw the trailer. It looks interesting.
It looks very fascinating, yes.
That's made $8.2 million in 2 weeks. Now, Gino and I got to screen a film this past week, and we did Predator Badlands, which was right up my alley.
I loved it.
So did I.
The best Predator sequel since the first movie.
Yeah, I agree. You know what? From the trailers, I was very doubtful. I was kind of like, I don't know if I'm going to like this one that much.
Oh, the trailer's bad.
Yeah,
it
I didn't
really
like
the trailer.
I didn't like the trailer, but the movie was amazing.
The humor. I was amazed at some of the humor, some of the things in places you least expect it.
Right. So, I wrote that in my review about the humor, and also the fact that the creatures, the special effects were really awesome. And it's hard to believe there was only five actors really in the film.
Yeah, there weren't that many.
Yeah, and they did subtitles as well at some times.
Yeah, for the Predator language.
I saw a trailer last week that I'm wondering if you're super excited about. Super scared about it. Anaconda. I saw a trailer.
Oh, I heard they're redoing that.
But it's a spoof.
It is a spoof. It has Jack Black in it.
Yeah.
It looks like it's going to be funny, but...
It does.
I literally screamed out loud just watching the trailer. So,
no, I'm a horror fan. And
we're not
going to
get
that.
So you
I love that.
I bet you we won't get that movie, though.
But we got to go out to a break. So if you want to check out my reviews, please do. You can see them at TalkinPets.com. No G in the talking. Or you can go to Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. 818-818-6401.
Don't you know?
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lab. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
In the know, I'm Janet Simmons. BuzzRx medical advisor, Dr. Cedric Jamie Rutland, pulmonary, critical care, and internal medicine physician, shares how you can stay healthy and save money this allergy season.
Spring is notorious for high pollen levels, which can be especially difficult for people with seasonal allergies. Treatment often involves avoiding known allergens and using antihistamines, decongestants, or corticosteroid nasal sprays.
Asthma treatment focuses on controlling airway inflammation and preventing flare-ups.
Using inhaled corticosteroids or rescue inhalers may be a part of your asthma control routine. Check out BuzzRx, a simple solution for saving money on prescription medications. It's a free prescription discount card and app service that allows users to save up to 80% on their medications.
People with a monthly prescription refill can save an average of $1,100 annually. Download the BuzzRx app or visit BuzzRx.com to learn more.
The Kahanapali Beach Resort on Maui is open, and we are welcoming guests. All properties are taking reservations now. Come visit. Go to KahanapaliResort.com. Experience Kahanapali Beach Resort on the tropical west side of Maui, just a short drive from the airport. All highways are open. A collection of relaxing resort properties, our award-winning beach, delectable dining, world-class restaurants and activities for everyone, snorkeling, surfing, sailboating, water sports of all kinds, beach and ocean dining, stargazing, beautiful sunsets, benefits every night. Golf, sun, fun, food, wine, and all in paradise. Visit Ka'anapali Beach Resort on Maui. Relax. Reservations are now available. Start with a visit to KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com. The Ka'anapali Beach Resort is waiting for you.
A second monkey has been shot and killed, and authorities said Tuesday they were still searching for the third missing monkey a week after their escape from a truck that overturned on the Mississippi Highway. Someone shot the monkey after seeing it cross the highway on Monday evening, about a mile from the scene of the October 28th crash. Jasper County Sheriff Randy Johnson said he was contacted by a person with a transport company who recovered the monkey after a civilian shot it. The Mississippi Department of Wildlife, Fisheries, and Parks confirmed Tuesday in a news release that one monkey was still unaccounted for after two of the escaped monkeys were recovered deceased. Officials have warned that people should not approach the rhesus monkeys, saying that they are known to be aggressive. Over the weekend, a woman who said she feared for her safety of her children shot and killed another escaped monkey after her 16-year-old son saw a monkey outside their home near Heidelberg. Jessica Bond Ferguson said she and other residents had been warned that the escaped monkeys carried diseases, so she shot it. A truck carrying 21 monkeys overturned on Interstate 59 north of Heidelberg last week, and several monkeys escaped. Video from the scene showed monkeys and wooden crates and tall grass beside the interstate. Searchers and protective equipment were seen scouring nearby fields and woods for missing primates. Five monkeys were killed during the search, and three were missing initially, officials said. The monkeys have been housed at the Tulane University National Biomedical Research Center in Louisiana, which routinely provides primates to scientific research organizations, according to the university. Tulane has said it wasn't transporting the monkeys, and they do not belong to the university. The remaining 13 monkeys arrived at the original destination last week, according to Tulane. Prelabs, which describes itself on websites as biomedical research support organization, said in a statement Monday that a vehicle transporting its non-human primates was involved in the crash, and the animals were being lawfully transported to a licensed research facility. It stressed that the monkeys weren't carrying any known diseases, but asked the public not to approach them, as they were likely frightened and disoriented. We are cooperating with authorities and reviewing all safety procedures to ensure the continued well-being of both the animals and the community, Prelabs said. The escape is the latest glimpse into the secretive industry of animal research and the processes that allow key details of what happened to be kept from the public. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join our social family at Talking Pets Radio. Reporting, I'm Michael Hambrick.
Here we come, walking down the street. We get the funniest looks from everyone we meet. Hey, hey, we're the monkeys. And people say we're monkey around. But we're too busy singing. Put anybody down. We go where we want to. Do what we like to do.
So I got to ask you, Michael, did you know that the music underneath you, what movie that was from?
Yes. I used to watch it as a kid. I loved Monkeys.
Yeah, you know what it is.
No, it wasn't from... Were you talking about
No,
were
the one while you were doing
oh,
the story.
No, I did not.
You don't know what music that's from?
No, I had no idea.
You know what it's from.
Planet of the Apes, the original 68 Planet of the Apes movie.
Yeah.
Oh,
really? Planet of the Apes.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
I think that's Jerry Goldsmith.
I think you're right.
Absolutely right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Jerry
Goldsmith.
So I thought that was kind of cool. Went well with the story.
So
but
that's the original Planet of the Apes.
Yes. The original 68 film, yeah.
The weird part is that, you know, the government comes out and says, oh, these monkeys don't have any illnesses and da-da-da-da-da. They were in research labs.
Yeah, right.
Something was going on.
Yeah, 100%. And they wouldn't be killing them all if there was, like, any problem with the health of them or anything like that. So we're going to go out to Pennsylvania, and Kim's got a question for you, Mr. Gino, on snakes. Hi, Kim.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, Kim.
I'm good. How are you doing, Gino?
I'm doing very good. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Kim here, before she says anything, Kim here is responsible for many of the string work, much of the string work you hear on the new album and a lot of the old albums as well. She's
cool.
She's been a part of this music for, we won't tell them how many years, Kim.
No, how many decades?
So what's your question?
Kim, I want to ask you a question, though. Where do you live in Pennsylvania?
I live in Red Lion, which is just south of Harrisburg, New York.
Okay.
Off 83, okay. Route 83.
Are you, like, bitter cold up there right now in PA?
No, it wasn't. It was in the 60s today. The nights are getting pretty chilly, and the cold front's just starting to come in, so it's going to get burr.
Yeah.
We're getting that on Monday.
Yeah,
we're in the burr month, November. Yeah.
Yeah. So what's your question on the snakes?
Yeah, what do you want to know about snakes?
Okay, Gino, when you and Ellen lived in your previous home, we would practice in your living room, and you had all these tanks full of snakes.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember if they moved a half an inch in the course of a day, it was a big deal. They didn't move very much. Are there any snakes that are more prone to be a little bit more active, or is it all about temperature?
It's all about temperature. Absolutely, it's all about temperature because they need that to move. If it's warm, which I forget what time of year we were doing that, but it was probably summer. So they would be active then, but probably if we had AC going on in the house, it would slow them down. I think when we had the whole band in the house, we upped the AC to make it cool in there for everybody. But yeah, if it's cool, they're going to be, I'm getting ready to put mine to sleep now. And for 4 months, they won't do much of anything. They won't eat, they won't drink, they won't move around. They'll just vegetate out there for 4 months.
So do they hibernate like a bear, basically?
Broommate. In Florida, they broommate. Hibernate, like where Kim's at in Pennsylvania, animals, snakes hibernate. But down here, they just broommate.
Well, bears are out there, and there's a lot of stories out there now. Yeah. Bears are trying to get fat in order to hibernate for the winter. But with snakes, when they go into bromate, do they have to eat a lot more food?
Yeah, they do the same thing. They stock up on stuff to eat. But the thing about snakes is they have such slow metabolisms that, even when it's warm out, they only have to eat once a week or so.
So how do you prepare them for...
You just let them start... You start giving them a lot of smaller meals towards the end, like this time of year, and then just shut them down. And when Monday comes around, that's it. Mm-hmm. Nobody's eating after that because it'll kill them. But you remember those days rehearsing in the... So you talk about the music and stuff. That we used to put them together, man. We'd be rehearsing in a room full of snakes.
Oh, no.
Trying to get ready for an album. That was for Invented Memories, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we were working on Invented Memories. Yeah,
boy. Kim, did that help inspire you?
Yeah, I was going to say. Good question.
Did you feel inspired? I don't know. Kim, did you ever feel inspired by the snakes?
They didn't bother me. I mean, I lived with a tarantula for 8 years, so snakes don't bother me. That was at least my worries. But you had Egyptian spiny mice.
Yes.
You had some kind of other bigger lizard. Don't remember what it was.
Yeah, I had a monitor lizard.
I remember the raccoon. We got in the cage with the raccoon.
Yep. Yeah, I used to have a lot of stuff back then in those days. Yeah, those were the days. But I got to tell you, people, and I'm glad Kim called because I tell you what, this music wouldn't be here today if it weren't for folks like her. She's been a big part of it for more years than we'll talk about.
Well, Kim, thanks for calling in and thanks for the question. And, say hello to PA for me. My entire family lives up in Pennsylvania.
Where are they from?
They're in Scranton.
Okay. My mother and I were up that way in the beginning of October. Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right, well.
Thanks for listening,
Kim. I liked your songs, too. I was listening to your songs.
Yeah, but not the first one, right? You didn't listen to the first one, right?
Yeah, I listened to the first one.
See? She liked it, too. Hey, we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Thanks, Kim.
Thanks, Kim.
Bye, Kim.
This is Talking Pets.
Ring, 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 ring. Banana phone. Ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, dong, ding. Banana phone. It grows in bunches. I've got my hunches. It's the best, beats the rest. Cellular, modular, interactive, modular. Ring, 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 ring.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure, we can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Hi, friends. John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today. And that's SCOE10X.com.
Is gold on a roll? How about silver? Should you buy or sell? Buying precious metals may be just the right thing for you in these uncertain financial times. Bitcoin could also be just the right investment for you right now. And what about stocks? There are some terrific sleepers out there. You need help and information. If you want to understand and predict the investment markets, precious metals, crypto, equities, real estate, and truly understand the coming digital currency world, get informed. Subscribe to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get your free financial report at the same time. Go to strategicfinancialintelligence.com. That's strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Get informed and download your free financial report today. strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
Got a hat, two striped ties, fedora. I'm sorry, we have technical difficulty. Something busted on the guitar. Gonna have to go to something else. Sorry.
Something broke. I am so famous something at the dog crazy. Show. Can't nobody handle like me, bro. Strutting around that ring, yo. They are all looking at me. We're doing it doggy style. In my youth, I was a troublemaker. You all know the drill.
So Gino was going to play us a song. It's a new song, but something happened on the guitar. So you want to hold off until next hour on that one?
Yeah, we can do that with Spotify next hour.
Okay. I'm going to do a story. Actually, you know what? I'm not going to do a story. I'm going to tell you that if you want to listen to the show, I mean, you can listen on your favorite radio station, but you can also tune into the program. There's also different ways. Facebook Live, at Talkin' Pets Radio. There's also pound 250. If you hit pound 250, it'll direct you on what show you want to listen to, and then you put in Talkin' Pets, and it'll pull the show up that way on a smartphone. Also, Alexa, CRN4 TuneIn, you can listen to the program there. I don't have Alexa. Do you guys have Alexa?
No, I don't trust that, man. I don't want something in my house like listening.
You have Alexa, Michael?
Yeah, it works well. I have my mom do it, so she's,
really?
Yeah, that's how she listens. So.
The thing that scares me on that is they said that with Alexa, though, if you're not using it and you have it on,
they record the conversation.
They can listen.
Yeah. My parents are very serious about it. They unplug and plug it in as they use it. So even when we FaceTime,
that's a good idea.
It's the only way I'd use it, man.
The big man knows a little bit too much about everybody out there. So, but Alexa, though, if you have it on, you want to listen, just hit Alexa, CRN4, tune in, and it'll pick up the show when we're on. Also, too, you can listen at TalkinPets.com, which is our website. And when you go to TalkinPets.com, no G in the talking, just click on Listen Live. You can listen there. But we have the archive shows there as well. So all of the previous shows from the past are listed under the podcast button. So if you click on that, it'll bring up all of the programs. So, a little testicle difficulty there with Gino.
I fixed it.
So, but he's got it fixed for the next time.
So, I apologize.
But you are listening to Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch.
I'm Gino Sasani.
Michael Hambrick.
And Gino, again, if people want to check you out. I mean, I know you're on Spotify, too, with a lot of your
music. Well, you can get the album on any streaming service.
Okay.
You can get that anywhere. Spotify, everywhere.
And this is Talkin' Pets. The International Union for the Conservation of Nature, known as IUCN, listed the North American migratory populations of the monarch butterfly as an endangered species. having declined 75%, 85%, or 95%, depending on which Eastern population you are talking about, or over 99% if you are referring to the California monarch. The direction the most iconic butterfly in the world is heading painfully clear. Monarchs are in trouble both in the north where they breed and in Mexico where they spend their winter months. The Monarch Biosphere Reserve in Michoacana, Mexico, the only Goldilocks forest in Central America that is not too hot and not too cold for overwintering monarchs, is and has been under attack by illegal logging and climate change for decades. Clearly, conservation efforts must be taken to protect this singular and essential forest if we are to save the monarch. But there is more we can do as we build home-ground national parks in the U.S. and Canada to improve the monarch's chances while it breeds in the north. What is hurting the monarch on our end of its epic migration? Same old, loss of habitat, pesticides, and death by auto collisions. By loss of habitat, I mean the loss of the milkweed species, the only plants on which monarch caterpillars can develop, and the loss of fall blooming plants such as asters and goldenrods that provide the nectar fuel needed by migrating monarchs as they fly from Canada to just north of Mexico City. Tens of thousands of miles of good milkweed habitat on the edges of our corn and soybean fields have been replaced by high-status lawns. Our farms now look neat and manicured, but the trade-off is ecological function has been disastrous for monarchs, native bees, and countless other insects that help run the world. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our social family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Before it gets cold and it starts to snow, I'm gonna go, yeah, I'm gonna go down to Mexico. Well, I'm gonna fly, 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 fly. I'm gonna fly, fly, fly down to Mexico. I used to be a caterpillar, just an itty bitty caterpillar, just a chewing on a milkweed stem. You know I couldn't fly back then, but I began a metamorphosis. First I wrapped myself inside my chrysalis. I grew and I changed inside. I turned into a monarch butterfly. So before it gets cold.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
I'm Gino Sassan.
Michael Hambrick.
Pick up the phone, give us a call, 818-818-6401.
Let the games begin!
And once again, you are listening to Talkin' Pets, and it's time to name that animal sound, and you can win a prize. We have Lick and Lap, or purr sticks from Vitacraft, cat treats. We have Good Pets food treats that you can try. They're supplement treats for your dogs. We have the SCOE 10X, the number one odor eliminator out there that actually works. We have the collapsible water bowl from Talkin' Pets. We have a CD from Gino Sassani, In Cold Blood.
About reptiles.
And we also have a dog book and a Pets, Pets, Pets book from Chicken Soup for the Soul. And we have a 2026 calendar, which Gino needs to pick out. So, do you like the dog one? Do you want to go with that one?
Dogs on Vacation. Yeah, that's cool.
So, Dogs on Vacation. That is the one that you can win if you can identify this creature. Gino said it sounded like bathroom time.
It does.
What creature makes that sound? Recently, in their territory, there were massive fires, and many of these creatures were burned to death because they live in trees and they move very slow. What creature is it? 818-818-6401, and no, it is not a monarch butterfly. 818-818-6401, what creature is it that makes that sound? So, pick up the phone. Give us a call. You'll speak with Sydney. She'll put you on the air with us and take a guess. 818-818-6401. You know, I don't know if I've seen when I was at your place or have you ever talked about you breeding pythons?
I've never bred them. I've had pythons in the past. I haven't bred them. One of the reasons is because if you're breeding pythons and then the kind I do, you've got two different seasons to worry about because the pythons breed a little bit differently in the season, and you got to warm them up, and they require much more much more effort, and also they take up more room.
Yeah.
So I never really got into breeding pythons. I've had pets, but not bred them.
So why do you think it is that like people for some reason want to have a python as a pet, but then they get so big that they just can't keep
them?
Well,
I mean, and that's what happens with any pet. I mean, just like people buying chicks and Easter bunnies, then they get big, they don't want to take care of them. Not all pythons get to be giant, like, you know, a reticulated or an anaconda type of python is.
Do they grow based on their environment?
No, they grow based on their species, but ball pythons, for instance, are pythons that grow no more than 5 or 6 feet. They're, you know, no more thick around than your small of your arm. But people lump them all together, you know. But they're not all. There are plenty of pythons that are within maybe the 5 to 12 feet length, so that they're not super large.
Yeah, there are different, you know, the ball python, which you mentioned.
Yeah, ball python's very popular because there's so many different breeding, you know, mutations going on right now that it's the hot thing these days.
The reticulated python, the Burmese python, I've heard a lot about that. What makes... Well, there's the Borneo blood python, the Malaysian blood python.
They tend to be aggressive.
So, and carpet and diamond head.
Carpet and diamond
python,
head.
They kind of look
popular.
They look kind of like a rattler, like a little bit.
Yeah, but they're not. I mean, yeah.
A children's python.
Mm-hmm.
Green tree python. So there are a lot of different pythons.
There
but
are.
The basic one that you would say would be the ball python?
Well, that people use as pets, yeah, because it doesn't get that large. There are so many nice genetics out there now where you can get them in all kinds of shapes and all kinds of colors and patterns. So they've become the corn snakes of the python world.
Okay. So their temperament?
Not bad at all. I mean, ball pythons are pretty cool. What'll happen is they get scared. They roll their body up in a ball, tucking their head in the middle, which is where they get their name. They roll this ball and their head goes deep into the muscle of the ball, so they protect the, you know, in their vulnerability spot, and that's what they do when they're scared. They don't tend to lash out when they're scared.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
What about their accommodations? Like, do you have to have them in a big aquarium or?
Well, I mean, they grow 5-6 feet, so yeah, you need to put them in maybe like a 50-gallon aquarium would be good enough for them. You need to give them more heat than most other snakes. You know, most of the stuff I breed doesn't need special heating, whereas those do. You need to be able to put hot lights on them or some kind of heating pads on the things, because you need to keep them in those mid to upper 80s all the time.
What about the when you're talking about the heat? If you have to have it warmer, what do you put in there? Like a heat lamp or something?
Yeah, you can put heat lamps on the top. There are heating pads. Never use hot rocks. Hot rocks are...
They can burn themselves?
Yeah, they really are. They've got cheap thermostats in them, and I've seen many animals get burned by those things. And if you use a heating light, though, you just have to make sure that you give them some place they can get out of it.
So the ball python is known from West Africa.
Yeah.
And basically, what is their lifespan?
Their lifespan's actually probably 15 to 20 years. Bigger than some of the stuff that I raise.
Yeah. And if you had one as a pet, what are you feeding it?
You're feeding it rats.
Yeah, well, that's why I don't have one as a pet.
You're feeding it rats. And they also, the one thing about pythons and boas is that they're much more susceptible to respiratory illnesses. So you've got to really be careful about the heat because that'll get them.
So, name that animal is still out there. What is this?
I know this one.
They are, so if you know this one, give out the country that they're found in.
Oh, I don't know the country they're from. I just know the name of the animal.
Well, the country, it's easy. They're from Australia.
Are they from Australia?
Okay. Yes. So they're known to be from Australia, spend their life in trees. They're very slow moving. and a lot of them got killed during these fires that they had in Australia. What creature is it? 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call if you know what that is, or if you have a question and you've got snakes or some type of reptiles or lizards in your house. 818-818-6401. You're listening to Talking Pets.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Dreaming of your next adventure? John Patch here, inviting you to join me, Talkin' Pets, and Colette for an unforgettable journey through Italy, featuring Lake Como, departing September 30th, 2026. Travel from the piazzas of Rome to Venice and Lake Como, where breathtaking landscapes and iconic sights await. From a historic winery and chef-led cooking class to the towering columns of St. Peter's Basilica. Experience the very best of Italy, all seamlessly planned and guided by the travel experts at Colette. With over 100 years of experience, Colette takes care of the details, so you can simply enjoy the journey. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942, and refer to booking number 1382009. Your next great travel story starts here.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar's become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X, and that's SCOE 10X. the best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works. And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
Tino Sasani.
Michael Hambrick.
And by the way, we're going to go out to Oregon, and we're going to speak with Mr. Jeff. Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
Oh, fine. How are y'all?
We're doing good. We're doing good. So you think you know what this creature is?
Yeah, is it a koala bear?
Good job, Jeff.
Congratulations. You were absolutely
awesome.
Right. There you go. I thought that was him, actually.
I thought it was quite a bear.
Yeah, no, I thought that was a pretty easy one, especially with the hints.
Yeah.
But did you ever hear them make that sound?
No, I never. I just seen them on TV. And,
yeah, it's so weird because they're beautiful-looking creatures, but the sound coming out of them is kind of like not so beautiful.
Yeah.
But what do you want to go with? Do you have cats? Do you have dogs? Do you read? Do you need the odor eliminator?
How about the elephant bracelet?
Nice. The which one?
The elephant bracelet.
Oh, you won the elephant bracelet last time, did you?
No, I'm just the first time I ever called.
Oh, okay. I don't have the elephant bracelet now. That was actually picked by somebody else. But I do have the cat treats. I've got the dog treats. I've got the SCOE 10X odor eliminator. I've got a book on dogs or the book on pets, pets, pets from Chicken Soup for the Soul. I have one of Gino's CDs, In Cold Blood.
Which is about reptiles.
And it's a music CD. And I do have a calendar, which is Dogs on Vacation. What is it? Dogs on Travel? Or Dogs on Vacation 2026 calendar. What do you think?
I'll take the calendar.
You got the calendar coming out to you. Stay on the line, Jeff, and speak with Sydney.
All right.
And we'll get your address, and we'll ship that out to you.
All right.
Thank you, Jeff.
Have a good day.
You too.
We're trying, Jeff.
That's Jeff out there in Oregon. It has been a freaky week.
Yeah,
it's been like this has probably been one of the worst weeks in my life.
Yeah.
I've gone through so much this week personally. It has just been horrifying. And I mean, without getting into details, it's just been very trying. And one thing that happened too was that we had. There's a bar that Michael and I go to, Michael, my producer, and some friends. We go there. It's a regular bar that we go to once a week. And last night, a car drove through the bar, killing four people and injuring 11. And I've been getting phone calls all day, and I just got another one on my cell phone to see if I was out last night, which I stayed home. So we have not been given the names yet on the people that were killed. Or the people that are in the hospital. But I know I called out to a bunch of my friends, closer friends, but I do know a lot of people. I've lived here forever, and it's a frequented bar. It's a very well-known bar in Ybor City, and a lot of people go there. And just very sad that these people were sitting out on the patio, and this car was going, it looked like it might have been going like 80 miles an hour or something, when it just flew into the outside of the bar and killed these people. So it's been a tough week, and this did not make it any easier. So so maybe that's what's coming out. Maybe it's astrology. I don't know what it is, but there's something freaky going on this week. But it's been a very trying week for me personally. So but we are going to go to a story from Gino Sasani right now. He's got a story for us. So Gino, the story is yours, and take it away.
Okay. Former NFL quarterback Tom Brady said on Tuesday that his dog Junie is actually a clone of his late pet Lua, who passed away 2 years ago. The pit bull mix was shared by Brady with his ex-wife, Gazelle Bunchen, and their children. The new dog was cloned using a blood sample collected before Lua's death. The now Fox broadcaster made the revelation on Tuesday and shared an announcement with Colossal Bioscience, a Dallas-based biotech company that claims that they are now developing the science that will save us, our planet, and the species that inhabit it. I love my animals. They mean the world to me and my family, Brady said. A few years ago, I worked with Colossal and leveraged their non-invasive cloning technology through a simple blood draw of our family's elderly pet dog before she passed. The company, founded in 2021, also announced that it acquired another biotech company, Viagen Pets, and Equine, and has cloned pets of numerous celebrities now. Brady also said that Colossus gave my family a second chance with a clone of our beloved dog and said that he was excited how Colossal and Viagen's tech together can help both families losing their beloved pets and also helping endangered species down the way. Tom Brady is also an investor in Colossus. Well, visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join our social family at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Gino Sassani.
Once again, you're listening to Talking Pets, and what do you think of that? Because did you give the price? I think it was like $8,000.
No, you didn't give the price, but
I think it was like $8,000 he paid.
It's probably very expensive. You know, I would actually, my wife and I have talked about it before, and she doesn't think it would be a good idea. I would actually want to try it.
You know, one thing I don't think people consider how much the environment affects how the dog
exactly
stays. So like how it was raised one time doesn't mean it's going to be raised the same exact same way.
Yeah.
Well, I watched there's a video on our homepage at talkingpets.com, no G in the talking, and I did watch that, and it was Colossal that actually basically was the owner or the somebody, one of the scientists or whatever,
right?
And it was interesting because if you look at the picture of Brady, Tom Brady's mm-hmm. other dog,
yeah,
to the new dog, which you'll see on the video as well at TalkingPets.com, they look identical.
Yeah.
Like, even the markings.
Well, they're genetically identical.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that, and then, of course, you know, Paris Hilton did it, and Barbara Streisand did it with their dogs.
Yeah.
But Michael's right. I mean, they say the way the dog is raised, you can't say it's going to have the exact same personality because it all depends on the times.
Right.
So, it'll look the same, it will seem the same, but it might not be,
but it'll have the same tendencies. And I think especially if you raise the first one and now you're raising the second one, there's going to be a lot of similarities in that environment as
because
well.
You're still raising that same dog.
Yeah. Did you have kids at the time?
Well, that's
working,
true.
Yeah.
Were you home when you had the dog? You know, so those little things do make a difference.
Yeah.
But I think it's an incredible thing.
See, I would be cool cloning people.
Well,
imagine if you could grow up knowing what your strengths and weaknesses are.
All right, we got to say goodbye for this hour, but spay and neuter your pets and don't clone. This is Talking Pets.
The views and opinions expressed on Talking Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.